Scripture comes to us from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 13 through 21. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I will do this. I will put down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all of my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool! This very night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?" So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich towards God.
Christmas, the time we celebrate the Prince of Peace by giving gifts from the heart. It's such a peaceful time, the joyous season of generosity, where neighbor reaches out to neighbor, stranger greets stranger as friend. There's a smile on every face, and love is the language spoken by everyone.
Excuse us.
Excuse me? Ouch! Honestly! Excuse me, I'm looking for, it's a duck that dances, is down.
Emotional display on 7.
On 7, okay. Where's 7?
Get your hands up where I can see them now. I'm gonna need you to hand me that pepper spray.
Look, Santa, I just wanted the dancing dapper duck for my little girl, and that is all.
I know. Now just give me the can. Now, come on now, that's it. You don't want to hurt anyone. Just give it to me. That's it right there.
Thank you so much for saving that. I mean, at least if I have to go to jail, I'm leaving with what I came for.
Sorry.
Indeed, the celebration of the Prince of Peace. Perhaps it doesn't always play out as peaceful as the peacemaker might have imagined. Granted, this is a bit of an exaggeration for most of us, but trust me, all you have to do is go on YouTube and you can find a dozen, two dozen similar videos that demonstrate real life Christmas shopping experiences like this one gone crazy. What's so frustrating or so sad about this is that that woman seemed to head off the mall in a cheery holiday mood, only to find one frustration after another turned her from thoughtful mama to Christmas criminal. One bad behavior begets another, until before you know it, this very woman has completely lost her mind and is attacking old Saint Nick. I think everyone starts off with good intentions. We get into the Christmas spirit to shop for the people we love. But then it turns out it's a bit of a zoo out there, or maybe, in this case, worse. Things have a way of getting out of control. It probably won't surprise you then that 90% of Americans report stress over at least one thing during the holidays. It's all easy for you guys, right? I found a 2011 survey that tracked the mood of shoppers and their behaviors nationwide, showing that shoppers would spend 48 hours on holiday-related activities. 19.3 of those hours was shopping, which in that study showed it was up 4 hours from the year before. So I wonder how much we've increased by 2019. Although there's a good chance that shopping looks different than it did 8 years ago. Probably a lot more of that shopping takes place at home, but I'd still bet there's a lot of surfing that sucks up time and energy. We'd spend 8.5 hours traveling, 13.7 hours partying with family and friends, which in that study was actually down from 15.2 hours the year before. We're actually losing time with the people we love while we're gaining time with strangers we don't even speak with inside the mall, some of which can clearly make us crazy. The average consumer expects to spend about 3 hours waiting in line, although stats show that if you're there for 20 hours, you're probably there for 25% of your time in the line, so you're looking more like 5 hours in a line each year. And then there's 3 hours of wrapping gifts. Sound about right? And there's a lot of gift to wrap. We're all going to send ours to Marty Barmore. Did you hear that? She loves it. There's a lot of gifts for us to wrap because consumer reports say that we'll buy an average of 14.9 gifts. Let's just call it 15. Couldn't find the average cost of a gift this year, but I did find a source from the past that said that the last minute gifts usually cost us $33. So those of us that are waiting until that last moment are betting a little bit higher on gifts. But people are definitely buying more than last minute gifts because it looks like the average person this year is spending anywhere from $920 to $1,047, depending on your sources, which is up from last year. Spending this year is expected to increase by 4% from the year prior as we as a nation break a record. Hooray! We're spending over $1 trillion on Christmas this year. $1 trillion. It's a lot of money. Looks like 53% will be spent buying gift cards because we're buying money to give to people. But I buy gift cards, so. Online spending, of course, is up, but those brick-and-mortar stores are still in the game. Target had its best Black Friday ever. Everybody's been talking about how there's only six less shopping days this Christmas due to Thanksgiving's late arrival, but good news for sales, it hasn't been affecting it at all. We can feel good about our economy. We probably should feel good about our economy because the truth is I'm not saying that we should not spend. But let's face it, we spend a lot of money on things we don't necessarily need or want. Can we really afford to spend all this money? Well, Bankrate.com says that 63% of holiday shoppers have not saved a dime for gifts. So where does that money come from? Credit cards? A big bill showing up January 15th? I hope there's some Christmas bonuses, but I'm not sure how frequently those come around anymore. So if those stats are correct, we spend more time shopping than we do with our loved ones. We spend more money than we have. Our expectations are high, and we're all stressed out. But how can we not be? I mean, if you put me in a line for 4 hours, I'm going to be stressed. Jump online, they say. That's the answer to the holiday shopping craziness. No one can tackle you or pepper spray your face. So maybe it does shave off some time and stress, but I still feel backed up against the wall trying to figure out what to buy for someone because I know they're going to spend $33 on me. and I feel like I must reciprocate. How can you not? So the stress starts mounting again. And if I know I have to pay my $2,000-and-something mortgage and my $500 in student loans, put gas in my car, feed my kids, and pay other bills, how can I possibly pull an extra $1,035 out of the air? Yeah, I'm going to be stressed. No wonder we're all stressed. I mean, I'm middle class, and I can barely figure out how to squeeze that extra dough. I cannot imagine how others can do it. There's a lot of stress. It's no wonder Consumer Reports says that 35 million Americans dread having to be nice during the holidays. How sad is that? It's hard to feel like it's the happiest time of the year. I guess that's the high cost of the holiday. But I don't really think this is what the Prince of Peace had in mind. Spending more hasn't made us happier, more peaceful people. It hasn't made us kinder or more loving. I'm not even sure if it's made us more grateful. I don't think Christmas was supposed to be about the accumulation of stuff. What am I gonna get? Or even, what am I gonna give? And he said to them, take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. Gospel truth. More stuff does not equal more peace. It does not equal more happiness. It does not equal more love. Giving stuff is not the same as giving love. Now, I don't want to negate the idea that we do give out of love. I know that's true. Of course we do. As a parent, I totally get this. I love seeing the look of joy on my kid's face and knowing that when I give something to Molly, it is from my heart and she feels it, not that look. But at the same time, we cannot make false equivalents. Giving stuff is not the same as giving love. You might join me in that one. Giving stuff is not the same as giving love. Yes, even if our desire to give this stuff comes from our desire to demonstrate our love. Unfortunately for this poor lady in our opening scene, and so many of us, she/we, sometimes forget that. We cannot buy love any more than we can buy peace. Sorry, MasterCard. But this really is priceless. So if we can't buy peace, why are we spending so much? We cannot buy happiness, we cannot buy love, and get this, we cannot buy Christmas. Now, it doesn't mean that we should stop giving. It just means that we must conspire to give differently. What if it were possible that we could actually spend less and at the same time give more? Now, I'm not talking about focusing all of your efforts on Black Friday to get those steal of deals. It's over, I think. I don't know. I still get emails. Black Friday continues. No. I'm talking about giving differently. Think about the one whose birth we are celebrating. Think about the gifts that he gave. He wasn't storing up stuff in big barns or storage facilities. He wasn't out buying people things to show his love. His gifts were gifts that were desperately needed, but they were not really things. He gifted hope, peace, joy, love. He gifted healing. He gave the gift of food to the hungry. And yeah, guess what? There's good news. He even brought the gift of wine to the party. Because his gifts were experienced. The gifts of acceptance, inclusion, the gift of belonging, the gift, the greatest gift of them all, the key to God's kingdom. Spending less, giving more. Might actually mean getting more. It doesn't mean we have to stop giving presents. But think about it. Last night, we gave white elephant gifts. Each of us brought a gift from inside our homes, stuff that we already had and stuff that we didn't need, and we wrapped it up and we gave it to one another. And we had the best time ever. None of us went into it wishing and hoping that we were gonna get an iPad or a new phone, but all of us had an incredible time. It wasn't about what we got or even what we brought. It was about the experience we had together. So what if we spend less? What if we bought one last gift or recycled, regifted? I don't think it should be a dirty little secret when we regift. I mean, I feel like it's something we should be proud of. Or what if we made gifts? We baked cookies or cake pops or invited our friends over to dinner. What if we created art? I bet Ascenda does that. She's doing it right now. Or we wrote poetry. Britt does that. Or we planned trips together. Even just an afternoon picnic in the park or a sunset at the beach. A drive up to the snow. We could do that now. Or what if you bought giving gifts? These I love. You can buy fair trade gifts that you know have contributed to the livelihood of someone who was paid fairly for the work they did. Or one of my favorites, I talked about a moment ago, is the Heifer Project. That's how Beatrice got her goat. My mom loves it when I'll buy her chickens or a goat for Christmas. It's one less thing she has to have in her house. But I have to clarify, she doesn't actually get the chickens. Hopefully you figure that out based on the book. But I know urban farming is a thing now. So maybe you think she actually has a chicken coop in the back and I got her some chickens. Not that, although that is a gift that keeps on giving. It's not a bad idea. I don't know who has room for chickens. I feel like Heather would have chickens. But this is the Heifer Project. And it really is the gift that keeps on giving. Because when you give an animal like a goat or bees or chickens, you help feed people who need it. And in fact, you do more than feed them. You help them provide a livelihood because they can, like Beatrice, sell the products, those animal that the animals produce, be it the goat milk or the honey or the eggs. It changed Beatrice's life. She really is a real person who now has an education because that goat brought her the ability to go to school. Then you can really use that phrase that we love, it's the thought that counts. Because that's exactly what you're doing. You're thinking of the person that you love and giving them a gift to change someone else's life. You took the time to think beyond your own circle, to think about the world. How we can make a difference in this world by changing individual lives. This is the way we can bring peace to our world. And this might be the very gift that the Prince of Peace wants most for his birthday. Because as I said last week, it is his birthday. It's not our birthday. He's the one we should be giving our gifts to. And we know what he wants most in this world. Peace on earth. Not chaos in the mall or chaos in our hearts. Well, there's good news. The gospel truth, there is good news. There is a way out. There is a path to peace. And it starts by stopping. By choosing not to do what everyone else does just because everyone else does it. I think a lot of us probably would stop if we could, but we don't because we're caught in this obligatory cycle of having to give a gift because I'm going to give a gift and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But we have power. We can push pause. We can be uncomfortable a little bit with changing the way things work. And instead of giving presents, we can give presents. Because that's what he gave. His presence transformed the lives of the people he met. His presence transformed the world. And on his birthday, he is offering us a gift. The gift to give of ourselves. inviting us into presence, to be present with him, his story, his life, and to give presence, that very sacred gift to one another, to give it to ourselves, to experience the greatest gift that the great giver has mysteriously and miraculously given to all of us, life. On Christmas, we celebrate the gift Emmanuel, God with us. God is with us. Now it's up to us to be with God intentionally, fully, wholly. We can choose not to live in the chaos this year. We can take a step out of the mall. We can get off the computer. We can spend less on the things that suck our lives and keep us from experiencing Christmas so we can spend more experiencing Christmas. The real hope, peace, joy, and love, the gifts of the season. O come, Emmanuel. Amen.